the 50 most disturbing songs that people love.
Ooh.
You like that?
Yeah, I do.
All right, number 15 on the list, Suicide Solution by Ozzy.
Oh, I see. Disturbing because it's about suicide.
Or just disturbing, period.
Right, right. Okay, that's... I don't even know that song, but the fact that it's called Suicide Something or Other.
Suicide Solution.
Ugh.
Number 14, Rooster by Alice in Chains.
Why am I upset about that?
It was based on Jerry Cantrell's father, who suffered in Vietnam.
Yeah, here come the rooster. Yeah.
Number 13, great song. Never knew what it was about. Filter, Hey Man, Nice Shot.
Oh, that is a great song. What is it about?
It's about a real-life Pennsylvania state treasurer, R. Bud Dreyer, who shot himself during a live press conference in 1987.
Oh, wow.
So the song is...
Like live on television he shot himself?
It was live on TV. Filter wrote a song called Hey Man, Nice Shot.
Oh, that is very, very dark. Yeah, that's a little dark and disturbing. Now I can't listen to that song.
Now I love that song even more. Santa Monica by Everclear, number 12.
Okay, why is that song disturbing?
Art's teenage girlfriend committed suicide, and he wrote that song about it.
Oh, okay.
I am still living with your ghost, lonely and dreaming of the West Coast.
Number 11, see if you know what this song is about. You probably do. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Under the Bridge.
I'm guessing it's about you, a troll, living under a bridge.
Heroin addiction.
Oh, I was close.
I don't ever want to feel like I did that day. Take me to the place I love. Take
Cold Ethel, number 10 by Alice Cooper.
Never heard of that.
It's a dude who keeps his dead wife in the fridge and takes her out for...
Oh, my God.
You know what? Just takes her out when he wants some alone time.
Oh, God, that is disturbing. Oh, my God.
That should be your wedding song.
Yes.
No lie. In the fridge, it is an Eskimo pie. She's cool in bed. That she ought to be, because Ethel's...
Chop Suey by System of a Down. It's about judging people by how they died, like suicide or drug overdose.
Whoa. Think you trust in
my self-righteous suicide.
Number 8, Blink-182's Adam Song.
Okay, why is that disturbing? What's that about?
Written in the form of a teenager's suicide note.
The choice was mine.
That's really sad, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Number 7.
Oh, my God, wow, that's dark. That's really, really disturbing.
This song, Pearl Jam, Jeremy.
Well, everybody knows that one, yeah.
True story about a kid who shot himself in class.
Right, right.
Number 6, Metallica One.
What's that song? I don't even know this.
A soldier who had his arms and legs blown off in a war and was laying in a hospital bed and couldn't speak and wishes for death. So that's what that song's about.
So what do you think about songs like that? Do you think it's good that they write songs inspired by people's worst moments?
Yeah, I mean, you know what one is about because the video pretty much follows the whole story.
Oh, it does? Okay.
Yeah, so you know what it's about. Number 5, Black Hole Sun.
Right.
It's bleak and depressing, but according to Chris Cornell, no real meaning in the song at all.
And then he committed suicide, so...
Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain. Black hole sun, won't you come?
Closer by Nine Inch Nails, number 4.
Why is it dark? Why is it a disturbing song?
It's about a sexual encounter or a crime.
Are you saying rape? Is that like a kind way to say rape?
I guess.
Oh, yeah. Let me violate you. Let me desecrate you. Let me penetrate you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. Well, okay. That's what that's about. Mm-hmm.
Number 3, Korn, Daddy. Jonathan Davis was singing about being molested as a child and his parents not believing him.
Little child, looking so pretty.
Number 2, Black Sabbath by Black Sabbath. An encounter with Satan.
Watch those flames get high.
And number 1 on the list of songs that are really disturbing, but people love them, Polly by Nirvana.
Oh, that's a great song.
Mm-hmm. Based on an article that Kurt Cobain read about a 14-year-old girl who was abducted, tortured, and sexually assaulted, but escaped her captor in the end.
Right, because Polly wants a cracker, think I should get off her first. Think right. She wants some water to put out the blowtorch.
Have a seed, let me clip dirty wings, let me take a ride.
Well, most of Nirvana's songs were disturbing. Very few of them were like happy-go-lucky, lovely little ditties. Mm. But where's, Ed Sheeran, remember when he first started out, he was a little bit darker. He wasn't writing love songs and Castle on Hill songs. Mm. His first big hit was The A-Team, and that was about a friend of his who died of a heroin overdose, remember?
Right. I didn't
and
know.
She became
I didn't
an angel, know. You know, angels to fly. That's why that's that lyric. And everyone loved that song. But and, you know, Ed Sheeran is such a happy-go-lucky little chap, you know. And you didn't realize that he started out. His first hit was this really incredibly dark, intense song.
I did not know A-Team was about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Barely remember that song. So now I don't remember it. But we all know that this song by Ed Sheeran.
Will your mouth still remember the taste of my love?
Is a really dark, disturbing, stupid, horrible song.
Will your eyes still
really,
smile?
Yeah, it destroys ratings.
Oh.
It's called the destroyer of ratings. When you play it every hour.
This song is disturbing because it's a career killer. Not his.
What you do is you play it at the top of every hour.
So, and maybe even more than once in an hour.
Maybe. So, and if you don't get enough Ed Sheeran, you can play more. You can play 2 or 3 in a row. But
and play it first thing in the morning when people are trying to wake up and be happy.
And it's 5 minutes long. So as many times as you can put it in the show, that would be great. So this song is probably the worst song when it comes to destroying ratings.
Yes, this is a disturbing song for that reason.
So honey, now.
See, I can feel our ratings going down now. Can you feel it?
Yeah, I know. People are like, oh, I can't listen to this anymore. Trust us, we can't either.
Yeah, but wait. Next hour, we'll play it again at the top of the hour.
Maybe even sooner if you're lucky.
And what you don't know is off the air. What you don't know is Cooper is slowly dying. She is bitching her head off while this song is playing.
I lost 10 years.
When she should just be sitting there enjoying the song, maybe eating her breakfast. No, she's bitching up a storm because she can't stand this song.
I couldn't eat during this. That's how bad it was. I couldn't eat.